So a while back, I was thinking that I really want to start a podcast whenever I found out that they're free and people listen to them. And I thought that was super cool. So I decided, man, I want to make one and I can do whatever I want. I can interview people. I can tell people about life experiences, give my opinion on anything I want. So I thought, man, I'm going to do this. So it took me a while to figure out what I actually wanted my podcast to be. And as most of you know, I'll be going to Uganda in December, so I thought it'll be cool to start one now and then be able to update people through my podcast once I'm down there. But as of right now, I was just thinking, what am I going to do with a podcast right now? I don't really have any super exciting life experiences to share right now. I'm just working and things like that. So as I was thinking about it, I really want to introduce people who have influenced me over my life, because obviously going to Uganda is a big deal and a major life decision, really, that will impact the rest of who I am. And I'm really excited that the people who have invested in me and loved me throughout the past years of my life have shaped me for this, and I'm really excited that Christ gave me those people. And I just want to be able to show those people off, interview them, and let other people know how awesome they are. So before I go to Uganda, I'm going to be interviewing people who have really shaped me in one way or another through good experiences. And some of them you know, and some of them you probably don't know. But just interviewing them, asking them questions about our relationship, but also their views on life, and just asking them about the things that I thought were really cool about them. So I'm very excited for this, and I hope that you guys like it. So the first person I'm going to be interviewing is Annette Carr, and she is just a person full of personality and super excited about Jesus and about life. Just has a joy that I rarely find in other people, and I'm super excited to kind of show her personality off and for other people to realize how great she is. And she's actually not with me, so the interview is going to be going over Skype or FaceTime. So I think that you guys will really like Annette, and I'm excited to hear her answers to the questions. She's not heard any of these questions before answering them, so it's kind of on the spot, and it'll be interesting to hear what she has to say, not only to me, but to my generation. So I hope you guys are as excited as I am.
Excuse me.
That was the first thing that got recorded.
Good first impression. All
right. Right. Okay, so, Annette, tell us a little bit about your backstory, where you live and whatnot, so everyone knows.
Okay. Well, my name is Annette Carr, and I live in Afolkie, Illinois, which is in the northwest corner up by Wisconsin. And Afolkie isn't actually a town, it's just a street. So technically, I live in Dakota, but I went to Orangeville High School, and now I am finishing my last year as a senior at Olivet Nazarene University in Bourbonnais, Illinois, studying communications and Christian education.
Okay. So, Annette, how did you meet me?
How did I meet Paige? Well, it was at ULEAD at Camp Echo in Ohio, and I was with my best friend Meg, and we were making our beds in our cabin slash giant dorm things, because it has sweet buildings. And Paige walked in with a group of people in her basketball shorts and her t-shirt, and I was like, who are these kids? And then later that day, I found out that she was staying all week, and then later we knew that we would be best friends forever.
Is that what happened?
That's what happened.
You said the basketball shorts. True, I still wear basketball shorts every day.
Thank goodness.
So what was your first impression of me?
like your own group? Because you didn't really say anything when you came in, like you didn't say hi or anything. Granted, Mac and I were probably laughing hysterically and doing something dumb, but that was my first impression.
Okay, so did that view of you change? View of me change?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so why do you think that we stayed friends?
Well, I think first and foremost because we had the foundation of Christ in between us. So he has been the foundation of our friendship the whole time, and I think when friendships are based on that, they tend to last longer, which is so awesome. Beyond that, I think that we have similar thoughts and like ideas about things. So, and I think that we also really love to challenge each other and be honest and open, and I think all of those things make for a really good friendship. So we were like, why not, let's continue this. And also we're both really good about keeping up with each other and having hour-long conversations, or like 3-hour conversations over the phone.
So true. Me and Annette love to just sit and talk for hours and not be bothered by anyone else.
It's so true.
Like, when I went to Illinois this year for camp, we just sat in bed sometimes in the morning or during nap time. And it was, we always thought it was going to be nap time, but it just never happened. It was always talk time.
So true.
All right, so if you could tell my generation, which is pretty close to yours, but would you, if you could tell my generation anything, what would it be?
That's a great question. I would tell you that you are empowered with a spirit of boldness, not timidity. And so when you're rooted and grounded in the truth and knowledge of Christ, then you need to go out and act on that and change the world, because you can and you will through the power of Jesus.
Okay, so one thing that Annette and I, like she talked about earlier, was you lead based on, we learned about doing things based on our personality and spiritual gifts. And so if you just want to talk about that a little bit, or like your spiritual gifts or talents, I think that'd be cool.
Yeah, totally. Okay, you lead is awesome for this, because I think all too often we as believers don't recognize how God has already equipped us in our personalities and with our spiritual gifts. And so part of the power of knowing those things is you kind of have an identity of who you are, and also an understanding of how you can work with others, which is huge, because we're all one body. Like Ephesians 4 says, like, we can't do it without each other. And so knowing your abilities and your natural inclinations is huge and so helpful. For me, my spiritual gifts are an encouragement, evangelism, leadership, and pastoring. And so, and exhortation, that's a huge one. So, did I say encouragement? Encouragement slash exhortation, that's what I meant. And so, because I know that those are my gifts, then I know going into situations that I can bring these things to the table. So, like, if I'm going to work in a youth group, I know, okay, God, I know that you have equipped me to be an encourager, to be an exhorter. And so even though I may not be good at sports, like, my gift is to cheer on the people who are doing it. My gift is to get those people involved, to make them realize how great they are because God created them. And once I get that instilled in them, then I can work with them and pastor them and use that gift in that way. So it's just really helpful. And then, like, knowing Paige is in leadership and pastoring too, like, I can come alongside her and we can work together to make an even bigger impact. So knowing your spiritual gifts and your personality are huge. And, like, my personality, I know that I'm very outgoing. I can take control of the situation if need be. And that I get really excited, and all of those things work in combination with everybody else's personality. But knowing that I can accept who I am and then accept that working with others gives me a bigger picture of God's kingdom. So it's amazing. Know your personality and your gifts.
Wow. You pretty much summed it up in general, like how important that is. But You Lead was super cool for me because I think when you first become a Christian, you expect that every Christian has the same gifts. You know, like it should be prayer and encouragement and things like that. But frankly, I'm actually not that great at encouragement or service. I wouldn't really get anything about going into a soup kitchen and things like that, but I know a lot of my friends who probably would love it. So, like you said, knowing those differences are just so vital for, like, what Christianity is, not only for, like, God's kingdom, but I feel like with meeting new people and even meeting people who aren't Christians, because someone who is super good in leadership and someone who is good in service, if they team up together, they're, you know, they're unstoppable because they have both sides of the spectrum for God, and they can use that so immensely in, like, spreading the word and investing in people. So I think that's one thing that I really learned is that everyone is different, but, like, everyone is so vital to the kingdom of God. It's unreal.
Amen.
Amen. So what do you think is the most important part of building a relationship with someone?
I would say seeking to understand and love them first above yourself and your situation and your agenda. Like, if you're going to build a relationship with somebody, friendship, romantic, whatever, like, first and foremost, you need to recognize that it's because Christ first loved you. And I think when you do that, you can approach that relationship with so much more grace and understanding and forgiveness. And along with that, you need to seek to understand their perspective, why they're thinking the things they are, why they're thinking that way, what's going on in their background that is making them act this way. And when we do that, I think that we have so much more, like I said, grace and understanding for each other that gives us that foundation so that when we do frustrate each other, we can act in forgiveness instead of out of spite and out of selfish ambition. Because when I'm not starting with God's sacrificial, unconditional love, then relationship can so easily become about me first, what I need from the relationship, what I need from you, how you make me feel, what you do for me, and that's so not what it's about, and inevitably those relationships are going to crumble.
Okay. So, yeah, I totally think that's true. I think one reason that we stayed friends, I know it's your interview, but I think the one reason we stayed friends is the ability that we both understand that when it comes to people, you need to invest. And I think a lot of people forget that, you know, relationships take time. And I feel like people now think, oh, they should trust me. Like, even within Christianity, I feel like sometimes we just expect people to trust us because we are Christians. So how could they possibly not trust us? But, you know, Christians, I feel like, need to put more time into people and less time saying what is wrong.
Right.
And trying to understand, like, if they are struggling with a certain sin, or, like, even if, you know, if they're Christian or not, your friend, just really, like, try to understand where they're coming from and why they're struggling with that before you tell them that they shouldn't struggle. And I totally think that's a thing nowadays. It's honestly probably one of the most frustrating things for me. But anyway, so
now, right.
What is the best moment that you've ever had with me?
Oh, so many good moments. okay, I don't know, there's just so many, it's too hard to pick, but I'm going to go with a recent one and say when we made our road trip to Park Hills over the summer and just got to hang out in the car and chat and be emotionally unstable with each other and point each other back to Jesus, and that was awesome. Plus, we had a radio car jam, and that was
yes, perfect. Always the best. It was like the best combination of things. Annette and I always freaking party. We like dance and sing with Jesus, even with Taylor Swift.
Yes.
But that was a good day, and I feel like we're pretty good at that, and the ability to like open up to each other and say, man, this is really what I'm struggling with, and you know, what you said, point him back to Jesus and be like, listen, Jesus has got your back and so do I.
Preach. Was that the same day we did laundry? Because that was a great day
too. Oh my gosh. When we were doing laundry, that was the... But no, we had to wake up at butt crack dawn. That was the day before. Because yes, we had to be back by the staff meeting. So we were up there at like 6 a.m. and I just really had to poop in the laundromat. That's what I remember. It was so intense.
That was so fun.
That was a good day too.
Oh gosh. Perfect.
My favorite time with Annette is our very first year of Rock River, of U-Lead. We're at Ohio, Camp Echo in Ohio. And Annette really likes to walk when she talks. And
you hate it.
And I don't. I just want to sit. And so she literally made me walk in this circle. And if you've ever been to Camp Echo, it's literally so hilly. And so my calves were on fire. And I'm trying to, like, get to know her because this was, like, our very first real conversation. And I just wanted to get to know her life. And my calves are on fire, so I could not focus.
That's so funny.
And so now we compromise, and sometimes we take a sit and lay in bed, and sometimes we take walks. Because that's how we are.
We understand each other better now.
Yes, because that first time I was like, I do not want to talk to her anymore. This is over.
Oh, no!
Just kidding. Oh, I did like you from what I remember talking about, so.
When I was focused.
Yes. Also, when I got my concussion, Annette was there in the middle of the night to love me and make fun of me.
Yes.
So funny. She's like, what, you can't walk straight? I remember that.
Wait, what did I say?
You're like, you said, what, you can't walk straight? Because I was like, walking funny up the stairs, and you're like, dude. Oh, that was so funny. Like, I actually laughed because I was so tired that I hated you in that moment. I was like, I have a concussion and I'm so tired, and you're judging me. Thank you. Also, another hilarious time with Annette is we went up to the chapel at Rock River, my very first year of junior camp, and we broke out tambourines. And we, like, had kind of, like, a Jesus tribal dance. And it was one of the best moments of my life because we were just 100% being ourselves, and who tribal dances anymore? I don't know. And
that's just...
But it was totally towards Jesus, which was the best part. And it just made me laugh. I was laughing so hard inside.
Yes.
Oh. All right, last question. So, what is your favorite part about me, and what do you want me to know for the future?
What do you mean, like, what if I want, like, a word of wisdom?
Yeah.
Oh, I love everything about you. Okay, my favorite part about Paige is that she's so 100% genuine all of the time. Like, if she doesn't like what's going on, she will tell you, and it will be brutally honest, and you just have to take it. Like, you need to just do it the way it is. And I think that's so great, especially in a culture that just likes to sugarcoat things and cover things up, for someone to be like, look, this is the way it is. We need to challenge this. Like, why should we leave this the way it is? Let's go bigger. Like, let's do it. And I love that about Paige. And what I would want you to know for the future is that you are an incredibly powerful woman of God, and never let that fire be snuffed out or deterred by things you may encounter, but only let it fuel the fire for you to make more of a change in the world.
Dang. Words of wisdom from Annette. Well, before I go, I want to tell Annette what she has done in my life, because that's kind of what the podcast is about, is kind of for everyone to realize and just really know about who I am as a person and how I got this way, and how I got to the decision of going to Uganda. And so I just really want Annette and everyone to know that you just bring a certain joy to every situation in which it's 100% to be okay to be yourself. And I appreciate that, that you don't expect anyone to be anything else but who they are. And I think that's so rare. And I just love that from the beginning of the time I met you, when we were singing Little Mermaid throughout Camp Echo, and all the way down to the beautiful conversations that we've had that really just inspired me to always look towards Jesus. And when you first met me, I was probably a little bit less in depth with my relationship in Christ, and you've definitely inspired me to look deeper than the beginning meaning and just, you know, really dig into who Christ is and study that and not let anyone discourage you in that, because, you know, it's your relationship with Christ, and that friends are important. And that's one thing that you've taught me a lot, is communication with others is the best possible thing for a relationship with Christ, is encouragement and being able to be vulnerable with people and say, you know, a lot of times I'll come to you and say, man, I was really struggling today with this and this, and I just really don't know what I'm gonna do. And you're just so encouraging. And like you said, your spiritual gift is encouragement, so that's so true. And you're so encouraging, and you know that I'm always looking towards Jesus, but you kind of just point the way and tell me to dig deeper in Christ and, you know, let me know that there is a plan for everything and are always there when I need you. So I definitely think that shaped me into who I am, especially you letting me be me when a lot of people before I met you didn't. They expected things of me. And I think that shaped me in the way that I'm going to Uganda, because this isn't a decision that a lot of people would make. And I think that my old self would have been totally scared to make that decision, because, you know, people are going to look at it like, this is a weird decision, like you're not going to college, you know. But you taught me that, you know, people are going to be supportive and you're going to be supportive, and it's fine to be yourself, and, you know, God's above culture, you know, really. And so I just really thank you for that and letting me be me, because now I'm going to be going halfway across the world, and, you know, I have people supporting me, and I'm not afraid to say that I'm going there, and I'm actually pretty stoked about it, and I'm confident in what God has for me there. So that's just a little bit of the segment of the way that you've really influenced and shaped my life into, you know, what God has for me in the future. So I thank you for that. And I'm super glad I met you. And I don't know, it's just been a great 3 or 4 years, whatever, that I got to be with you. And so confident in the fact that we will be friends until we die. Because who else would we have dance parties with? I don't know. And we always just laugh together. And I think Jesus smiles every time we laugh. And so definitely confident that our friendship will not run dry. And Christ is definitely enveloped in us. And I'm excited. And I'm so thankful you did my interview. And that people are going to get to know how awesome Annette Carr is. About her gifts and her bubbly personality. So just thank you for answering my obnoxious questions and
never
being a supportive friend.
Praise God. I cannot tell you how many things I've learned from this woman, you guys. Love her, support her.